Well, Bruce did it again. Amy and I were standing in here and rocking to that music. Thank you, Luke, for that. Brings a good step of spring into me, and I'm sure you all are enjoying it. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. We still have a little bit of rain coming our way, but we need more of that. Anyway, welcome to Senior Matters, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson, and I am your host. And I'm glad to be here. It's a great place to share Senior Matters with you, our community members. And let me tell you a little bit about what Senior Matters is all about. Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings all over our senior community. Our programs and activities include Tai Chi, and we have an incredible Alzheimer's support group. We have Bridge. We have our Zinger Singers. We also have an incredible center right here in downtown Carbondale at 3rd Street Center. We have activities going on at all times. Any information you'd like, please contact us at 970-306-2587. Activities. No, that's part of what Senior Matters does for our community, and again, for seniors of all ages. But who does the best job in our community of presenting activities and programs for Carbondale and beyond? Now, I would kind of think you've got it all on the tips of your tongue, or the tip of your tongue, and it's the Carbondale Parks and Recreation Department. And I'm pleased to have today as our guest Eric Brenlinger. He is the Parks and Recreation Department Director. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Diane. It's nice to be here.
And another special guest we have is Cammie Britt.
Thank you, Diane.
And Cammie, darling, what is it that you have a part in at the Recreation Department?
Well, as Eric kind of explained, I am part of the Recs and
the commission. She's a volunteer member of our Parks and Rec Commission. So we meet monthly, and she helps us with our programming and some of our future ideas.
I've noticed, Cammie, that you're all about town, and you are one super volunteer. Thank you for your smiling face. I see you all over town, also at Heritage Park.
Yep.
Another love of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Eric. So, snow has melted away. Grass is starting to pop up. What's on for the Recreation Department during our beginning of spring season? And take us into other further events.
Sure, I'd love to. What's neat about being here today with you, Diane, is that today, Wednesday, March 14th, 10 years ago, this exact day, we opened up the rec center to the public for the first time. And so it's our 10-year anniversary today. And I'm happy to say it's been 10 wild and fast and fun years of keeping that place open 7 days a week, 84 hours a week on average. We've hopefully brought the public, you know, a great recreation center with great recreation amenities over the last 10 years. And I really think we have. So I'm proud today, proud father of a 10-year-old. So
I don't blame you. I remember when Jenna Sterrett and I slipped into and became a part of the recreation department. And you encouraged and supported our growth and direction towards the senior center.
Yes, and that's is a great thing because, you know, it all started from those initial meetings that we had years before the rec center was built on what type of amenities really the town needed. The town was growing and was going to keep growing, so we needed to really look forward and figure out what people needed and what people wanted, and the rec center was one of them. Mm-hmm. We what's amazing about the rec center to me is that, you know, we have 1,500 active members right now. And when you look at our population here, I mean, that's a lot of people that belong to that center and use it quite, you know, religiously. We have average about 180, 200 visits a day from people. And what's neat, since we're on Senior Matters, what I'd love to do is kind of let you know how many of those members and those visitors on a daily basis are seniors. We have a large group of our membership base that are senior citizens, you know, which is fantastic, I think.
That's wonderful.
We have 277 Silver Sneaker members. And Silver Sneakers is a great program where if you have a supplemental health insurance from all different types of companies that offer that, they can provide you with a free membership to the rec center. And we receive a stipend, you know, from those companies when those people visit the rec center. The health insurance companies are trying to keep those people healthy. And the best way to do it is get them in that rec center and get them into programs and all sorts of different activities that we have for them.
I remember in the beginning, and I mean in the beginning, when Silver Sneakers and talking about the rec department and the collaboration and 277 members of seniors in our community.
Yeah, that's just our Silver Sneakers. Yeah. We also have 173 senior pass holders, and also 16 Silver and Fit pass holders, which is a whole nother company like Silver Sneakers from other health insurance companies that offer that same you know, benefit to their seniors. What's neat is that makes up 466 individual members of our in total membership. So 31% of our membership there are seniors, you know, senior citizens, which is awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having programs and opening the doors and fitting the needs of the seniors with the programs that you have. What programs, you know, you said Silver Sneakers. What else is going on?
So one of the most amazing things I've seen happen in that 10 years that I've been there is 10 years ago, if you said pickleball, somebody would have said, what? And, you know, now if you say pickleball, they say, oh, yeah, there's a whole organization nationally and starting to become international of pickleball players and pickleball clubs. And we have locally a local club here, you know, that has membership base, and they come and play pickleball in our facility. We have 14 hours of pickleball happening a week during the winter in our facility, and they're full. They're three courts, you know, for 2 hours each of those sessions, and they are full and growing every time we open the doors.
Can you give a verbal description of pickleball? I haven't seen it. I don't know what you use to play it.
Yeah, so pickleball is a combination of a couple different sports, badminton, tennis, and ping pong, really. If you combined all those together, play on a court with a wiffle-type ball with a graphite racket that's smaller in stature than a tennis racket, larger in stature than a ping pong racket with a net, and you play doubles mainly. They play a lot of doubles. And you can play singles, but mostly doubles. And the rules of pickleball create these fantastic rallies, and it's in a smaller court than a tennis court. You know, so you can put three courts in our gym, or for instance, we have six courts painted down on our North Face tennis courts in our park for outdoor play.
Summertime, and it's out there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, there are guys playing out there today for
really?
Sure.
Really. Oh, yeah. Gadzooks. So pickleball is one of them. What else is going on there on your activities?
So what we like to offer also is, you know, not just physical activities, but also some different types of activities that seniors could get involved in. where we'll organize it and get them you know, interested in going on some of these kind of field trips. We did some bingo at the Redstone Inn, so we took a van load up there to do that this winter. We do some trips down to Grand Junction, too, to do some shopping.
I just missed that one, dang it.
And then our next trip coming up is Museums of the West, so another trip down heading west to Grand Junction and look at some of the exhibits in the new Museum of the West down there. So that'll be on April 13th.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. And that's a full day trip. You know, we even come and pick people up at certain spots, you know, over at the Commons of Crystal Meadows. And the charge for that is only $10. And it's a whole day trip. We'll be back by 5.
So how many people, if you have, let's go in this direction. You have a van, you have a driver. How many people can you hold in that van?
So we'll max out with 10 just to make it you know, comfortable for people to get
in and
out.
What if we had 20 people sign up for something like that?
Oh, then we have 2 vans, so then we would take a second van.
There's where I'm going. How many vans do we have?
So we have 2 vans. They're 2 15-passenger vans.
Perfect.
And so that transports a lot of seniors to our trips. Also transports a lot of kids to all of our programming for kids, too. So okay. They get used quite a lot.
Okay. It seems to me we only had one a few years ago.
We've had 2 in operation, for quite a while, for the last 7-8 years, yeah.
I'll be darned. So this, who is the one that gets involved with planning the activities?
So we just combined the Parks and Recreation Department. The Parks Department was underneath Public Works before. But we had a restructuring last year when I was hired as the Parks and Rec director. And so we the Parks and Rec department also has all the parks department underneath it now. And so it makes sense because we as the recreation department use all the parks for all of our programming. So it kind of made sense to put those two together. And then we have recreation coordinators that we hire that are in charge of different aspects of our programming. So we have a health and wellness coordinator. We have a athletics, youth and adults coordinator. We have a special events coordinator and front desk coordinator of the rec center. So they all wear many hats, and we expect them to, because that's what makes their job fun, and it also taps into all of their creativity. And
absolutely.
And we have great creative staff that you know, have a something that they're interested in, and then they'll create a program around that. So they're doing what they want to be doing also.
Speaking of things of interest, I'm looking at a cooking class series that this is interesting that the rec department does. And looking at salsa making, pressure canning meat. Goodness, where do you hold these classes?
So we linked up with the Colorado State University Extension Program, and with their extension program, they offer instructors for things in like food safety advising, even master gardening. So we offer some summer programs of master gardening informational sessions. And so we kind of collaborated with them to provide some of these, what we call our health and wellness classes. Traditional parks and recreation departments are really starting to branch out into realizing that it's not only the healthy activities that we're wanting people to become addicted to, but if you don't combine that with a healthy eating and lifestyle on that side, then, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice. And we're not offering everything that we could be offering if we don't offer some health and wellness classes.
I'm sitting here with chin dropped, and I'm impressed. I'm awed that you are meeting the needs of the community. This is the rec department, you know. This is the parks department. And I'm looking at a cooking class series for 2018. I'm looking at incredible individual events and programs. And this is something that you're a part of.
Yeah, it's been a really fantastic career, really, to get into, because it's so varied. You know, I don't think I've ever been bored at my job in this career. There's always something to be doing, and the, some next program that you want to try, and or somebody brings you a program idea that you haven't tried, you know, mm-hmm. haven't even thought about, mm-hmm. and you roll that out. One that just came to us, which was really neat, from one of our instructors, was she wanted to teach a yoga in Spanish class, and so you can. We actually started out, you know, having that for some of our Latino members that, you know, don't speak a lot of English, is to let's provide them a healthy yoga class in their own language. And what's happened, and that happened, you know, some of the Latinos are partaking in that class. But also what's happened are Anglos that want to learn some Spanish and are getting two things in one class.
Two for one.
Yes, they're
absolutely
getting a Spanish lesson on all the parts of the body in different yoga positions, and they're also getting the yoga class. So that's been a real neat one that came to us from one of our instructors. You know, here's what I want to do.
So you're listening to providers of programs and activities for our body and our mind and our spirit, you know. When we talk about addressing the community needs as far as the rec department, you have a team. You have a team that puts together programs for the young people, coordinates and collaborates with the community on special events. Special events. What's your favorite special event?
We have one coming up here, and of course, our annual Easter Easter egg hunt, mm-hmm. and in Sopris Park. And so it's March 31st. It's on Saturday, the day before Easter, always. And it starts at 9 o'clock, and it's a what we call a shotgun start, where we put about 6,000 eggs out in the park, and
plastic eggs or real eggs?
Yeah, plastic eggs.
Goodness, I wouldn't want to be boiling eggs for you guys.
and they. And they're all split into different age divisions for this. You know, we cordon off sections of the park, so each different age has their own little spot to go hunting for eggs. So for the little guys, they're pretty easy to find. Then we do get, you know, more difficult the older the kids get as far as hiding them. And so that's a really a fun event. The whole town seems to come out for that one. The actual hunt lasts about 30 seconds, but the build up to it is good fun. And then what our mission with what I talked about before, bring health and wellness to the town also, and to the citizens of the town. So we have a health and wellness coordinator, and her name is Margaret Donnelly. And what she's done is, with our traditional special events like an Easter egg hunt, she said, okay, well, let's put in a running race with that too. You know, these people are already in our park, you know, let's see if they're willing to be active. And she made a great event called the Where's My Peeps At? And it's a scavenger hunt. And you actually have clues in eggs, and you have to go search around town. It like a running race. It's a race, and you have to search for these different locations where these peeps are hiding and find these peeps. And so this year we've expanded it to have a family-friendly division too, which doesn't go as far. It depends on how good you are at solving clues, but you can on the competitive division you can go from 5 to 10 Ks if you're not good at solving the clues, you know, because you'll be going longer distances. And so, but we do have a family division this year, and so it's a shorter distance with, you know, searching for these peeps in town.
How many participants in last year's program?
Last year was our second year of doing that, and we had, because it was our, you know, first and second year, we did have, I think, up to 18 teams, and this year, I think, we still don't have everybody registered, so please pre-register for this so we can, you know how many peeps to hide and know how many eggs to put out and know how many clues to make. So we do need people to pre-register for this.
Addressing pre-registration, contact information, how do they register?
You bet. You can go directly to our website. We have a, you know, online registration for all of our programming at our website, which is www.carbondelrec.com. and all of our brochure information's out there as a flip book too, so you can flip through our brochure information if you need more information on the individual programs. And you can register right on online there. You can also call us at the rec center. We're open every day of the week, so there's always somebody answering the phone there.
What is, speaking of answering the phone and signing up for activities, I'm looking at one of your Bonedale Kids Bike Rodeo. What's that all about?
So the Bonedale Bike Week's a neat event that happens every year, kind of put on by just a group of interested citizens that really love bikes. And so we help them during the week by producing two different events for that, the Bonedale Bike Week itself. We do the Kids Bike Safety Rodeo. Real important for us to get kids learning that a bike is a vehicle and needs to follow some of the same laws and rules of the road as a vehicle does. So we block out our entire parking lot behind the rec center that day and have some skills challenges and really educate the child on how to signal, you know, to make a left turn, how to stop. We test their stopping skills. We test their merging skills. And what does a yield sign mean? All that type of stuff is something we do for the local kids. They get a little passport, and they have to kind of check off all these different stations that they go to receive a prize. So,
Mom and Dads, I hear that, and I'm looking at 4 years and up. So let me say this. I have watched many times adults acting like that they're king of the road and it doesn't matter to them. I've even watched them go in the roundabout on cell phones, like, are you here? Are you real? And it's almost, my thought is, they get hit. It hurts.
Yeah, you don't know? You don't win that battle as a biker. So the safer you can be and make sure you're following the rules of the road. Really helps, and our mission is to get that ingrained early in those bikers, you know. So, and the parents can help us by showing them how to do it right too. So,
all right, on the programs for the kids, and by the way, all of you out there, I'm looking at the brochure booklet for Carbondale Parks and Rec Department, the winter spring 2018. So that's got all the information.
Yeah, up through really May, and then we'll be producing our summer brochure here in the next month, and it'll come out in about a month's time from right now. That'll have all of our June, July, and August events and activities in that too. So, and we do a mass mail that too. We want to make sure people have that in their hands. So we do send that to all of the 81623
mailings.
Zip codes. Yep.
Perfect, perfect, because I know that's where it goes. I know it goes out. And all of you out there, take a look at this. Take a look at how our community, when you're looking at the new catalog that's coming out, program catalog, directory, look what our community recreation and department is doing for us. It's not just a big building that sits here in downtown Carbondale that has brick, and it is not a formidable building that says don't enter. It's open for all of us to be a part of the programs, whether we're having a program that's at the rec center, whether in one of the vans and going downtown to Grand Junction and Macy's. They were all over California, my goodness. Have lunch with a group on a van, taking a great trip. Ice skating during the winter. Pickleball year-round. What is happening that's new in reference to summer, the pool, and
The Parks and Rec Commission is on a mission to, you know, tap into the public's, you know, kind of needs and desires to look at a a long-range plan for a pool renovation or even replacement of our existing pool. You know, our pool mm-hmm. was built in 1978, and so we are keeping it operational and been very successful with that. But we are looking to get some public feedback. We just did a public survey in this last brochure, had about 271 responses, and our next step really is to get the people that are interested in helping us out and look at a feasibility study for the next phase of our town pool.
Thank you, Eric. You've talked about the Recreation Department, what you do for us. Thank you.
I'd like to give a shout out real quick to John McCormick, because today's our 10-year anniversary. He's been working at our front desk for the last 10 years. Today is his last day. It's his retirement day.
John.
Yes, so come over and give John a slap on the back over at the rec center today. He's working till 6, so get over there soon.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, John, for all that you have done in the past 10 years.
Yay, John, yay.
Yay. Senior Matters. Remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve and the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, live it up, and dance. I'm Diane Johnson for Senior Matters. Thank you for joining us today. Sunshine, birds singing.